So, erzähl mir mal. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Lachish Nichas the Chaser Shal Yisrael, Pseke B'yodai. So a guy walks into a Shus Yisrael, he has Chametz, Ein Zochuk Levar. Yisrael is not Mechuyiv to be Mevar. If Kiri Yetzli Zochuk Levar, Yichud Levar is Ein Zochuk Levar, Shnei Melo Yimotze. That's the price. So Rashi. So there's two Babas here in the price. First it says, Nochish Nichol Tefdekish L'Yisrael. That's case number one. Ein Zof Gulat. Case number two, if Kidi Etzloi, then he is Chayev to be Mevar. Case number three, Yichud Le'Bayis, then it goes back to being Ein Zof Gulat. We have three different cases. Shalaz, are these three, really three different cases, or are there really two cases? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, one second. Sorry. Yeah, so Dr. Ashi. Ain Zoku Klavar. Rashi brings the Brisa before. The Gemara said that from Lecha we darshin l'shalcha teroyah avala teroyah shalachem. So even Rashi doesn't mention the drasha, but he's invoking the drasha of Lecha. L'ira Lecha shalcha iya teroyah avala teroyah shalachem. So therefore, since this is called shalachem. So Ein Zochuk Levar, what does it mean Ein Zochuk Levar? So Rashi says, he doesn't have to be Meitzi as Anochi Mibesri. He doesn't have to kick him out. Apparently, if there would be a Chi of Biur, if you would be a Hever Shbari Rabbi Yimotzi and Chomet Shalachem, then the upshot of that would be that you have to kick him out of the house. You have to tell Anochi to leave with his Chomets. But the Chanal says different. When Chananel says, "Tana Rabbanan, Nachish Nichnas Lechaser Shal Yisrael Ubotzek Biyodei and Zokek Yisrael Laitziyoy Miyodei Shal Nachri Uleva Aray." Yisrael is not mechuyev to take the chametz out of the hands of the Nachri and to be mevaret min oilam. So it looks like there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a machlokes in a fantasy world about what would be the halacha if you were Eivar and Chomet Shel Achayim. The Maase is not Eivar and Chomet Shel Achayim, so it's moot. But if you were Eivar and Chomet Shel Achayim, what would that require? Rashi says it would require that you ask the guy to leave, to take his chomets out. Rabbeinu Chananel says, apparently, that's not enough. It's not enough for the chametz. You have to grab the chametz away from the guy and be mevarit min ha'olam. So I was thinking about this. Rashi is shver on his own terms. L'mashal, what's the accomplishment of telling him to leave? Now you're not going to be everybody rabbi matze, because now it's not going to be in my bias and my gvul. I won't be everybody rabbi matze. But my sashitas Rashi we saw already. Is that chometz shenofel of Mapolis, for example? You're not everybody Rabbi Matzi. It's not near. Say the near. Rashi holds you're not everybody Rabbi Matzi. Nonetheless, even without bittul, you're not everybody Rabbi Matzi. Nonetheless, the din is that ha'isa beisoy oitzer toich lamed. If you're making your house into an oitzer, so Rashi says that's like a Mapolis. Now I'm going to put all kinds of barrels and stuff on top of the chometz. That's the equivalent of Mapolis. No, and Kaidim Lamed, you could do that, and Ein Zochuk Levar, you're off the hook, you're not over anything. But Toich Lamed, you're not allowed to do that. You have to be Baidik and Mevar before you make the house into an Eitzer. And Rashi says, why? After all, you're not going to be everybody Roma Yimotzi anyway. Zot Rashi, it's the bottom, the last line of the Omud. Toich Shleishim Zochuk Levar, Delechat Chilo Loizehu Biuroi. That's not the mitzvah of bir lechatchila. No, even though it's effective, it becomes ein anir. So you're not everybody rabbi matzeh. And kaidim lamed, that's fine. If teich lamed lechatchila lo yizehu bir, that is not the way to be mivarech chametz lechatchila. Lechatchila, you have to be mivarech min oil. So it says here in Rashi Yechidosh, that even if I have some way of neutralizing the chametz, that I shouldn't be everybody rabbi matzeh. But lechatchila teich lamed, the mitzvah is to be mivarech min oilim, and not just to neutralize it from bari rabbi matzeh. And then it says, this Rashi has shoshim. We already saw by Richus Shitas Rashi, is that even though bittul is even though this man of Tashbisa Rashi holds is kaidim chatzais, so how can you and Rabbi Yehuda says ein bir chametz el esreifa. I'm sorry, Rashi holds that this Rabbi Yehuda says ein bir chametz el esreifa. That's kaidim chatzais. Rashi holds esreifa is kaidim chatzais b'shal shishus. So the chayra, why is there a mitzvah esreifa? It could be mevatel it b'leiv. Bittul b'leiv is also kaidim chatzais according to Rashi. So Rashi in the Machzeh Vitri brings the Piskei Rashi, the Matre also brings it, that Rashi says that the Iker Mitzvah is Sreifa. Avada Bittul works. And Al Yedei Bittul, you're not everybody Rabbi Matzeh. Just like by Mapilus, you're not everybody Rabbi Matzeh. The Emes Lefid, the field we were Mavar and Rashi and the Feyam and Beis, those are really very similar ideas. Bittul is a Hesach Hadas, so it's not in my consciousness. My playlist, it's not near, it's not been welcome my royal Roy, so it's outside of my consciousness, out of sight, out of mind. All of that takes off by Rabbi Masi. But says Rashi, that's not Ikki Mitzvah. What mitzvah? By Rabbi Masi is taken off by Bittul. By Rabbi Masi is taken off by my playlist, 100% taken off. But there's a mitzvah of Hashbosu, Tashbisu, and Tashbisu, Chatril is Bistrefa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Ikki Mitzvah. Is to be mivarech min ha'olam, not just to get out of bayir olam matzah. There are other ways to get out of bayir olam matzah, but the mitzvah is to be mivarech min ha'olam, not to do bittul b'leiv, not to make a mapilus. You do bittul b'leiv for the chametz you can't find, so you're not able to be served, but the chametz you can find, you have to be served. So if that's the case, so why over here by chametz, by b'sekesh, by this botzik, this b'yad nochri, if the halach would be that you're able to it bayir olam matzah, then it would be a chiv tashbisu on it. And if there's a chiv tashbisu, then it's not enough to neutralize it that you're not everybody rabbi matzah. You have to be mivarech min ha'olam. So how is it enough to tell the goy to leave? It should be a chiv, like Rabbi Chanan Taka says, to grab it away from the goy and to be mivarech min ha'olam.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Can we say that case by the Ocher is different because it's not a chadchilo because it's still in your rishus, but here when the guy is taking it out, we don't need to do the beer because it's leaving our rishus.
Yeah, so maybe we could be mechalak taka. Maybe we could be mechalak. Maybe we could say that by oisa beisa oisa or by bittul even, so the chametz be'etzem is chametz that's in my rishus. And that's also a chefter shalissa. Chomus and Marishus is a chefter shalissa. I'm not over because it's not near. The maisei ha'iser is to be roya, is that it should be near. The way we explain, what is the idea of near it? That I'm a kayamit. It's in my consciousness. I'm allowing it to be here. If it's out of my consciousness, I'm a sikh das from it, then it's not called that I'm being a kayamit. So it's the reason why I'm not over by Rabbi Motzei is because the Maisa Aver by Rabbi Motzei includes that I'm being Mekayimit consciously. So if I'm the Sikh Das through Bittul, or if it's not nearer, it's not in a Mokam HaRoy Liroy, so it's not, it's outside of my, off my radar screen, it's not called I'm being Mekayimit, I'm not over the Maisa Aver. So the Maisa Aver I'm not over. But Chometz it is, if I would think about it, if I would bring it back into my consciousness, if I would be Rayit, then I would be over. So that's for Tashbisu, it's not enough to avoid the Maisa Avera. Tashbisu requires that I make it that the Chometz itself, Mitzar Atzmi, should be a Chometz that's not subject to Bari Rabbi Matzeh. Because by doing Bittul, I am not being over. I'm avoiding doing the Pu'ula of Bari Rabbi. Because Bittul is the opposite of Re'ir. The Re'ir means that I'm conscious of it. I'm being Mekayim it. It's B'mokam HaRoy Rois. I'm being Mekayim it. Bittul means I'm Mesiach Das from it. So I'm doing the pu'ula that negates the pu'ula of Bal Yirah. And the same thing with Mapilus. So now I'm not doing the pu'ula of Baal Yira. But the chametz itself is subject to Baal Yira. If I would be ra'yit, you know, I would somehow, if I would be ra'yit, take the Eitzer away. So then I would be over by Rabbi Matzah. Where the Bittul, if I'll be chayzer from the Bittul, maybe I'll be over by Rabbi Matzah. Shalaf, I'll be chayzer from Bittul. But she'enkin chametz is not a my rishus, especially chametz shel nochi. Chametz shel Yisrael is not a my rishus. We know it's machlekes rishayna. Meanwhile, I don't know what Rashi holds about that. What does Rashi hold about if I have chametz in rishus rabbim? Any of them. But that's for sure. The chametz of a goy in rishus rabbim, you're not over. I mean, then we have to go out. We'd have to be mivar chametz from the whole world. You know, the chametz and shayna is not our problem. So it's only because the chametz went into my rishus that the chametz itself became a problem. So that's maybe not a chisar and only mitzad the pulus haveir ba'ira. That's mitzad the chametz itself. The chametz itself, again, in this hypothetical world, we don't have to have shalcha. In this hypothetical world where you're even on seke shalnochi, even in this world where if the Torah not said lecha, that's the Torah hadn't said lecha. Like you roll chametz b'chol gulecha. But avada, if it's chametz, it's not in my chametz, not in my rishus, not a chametz that the Torah asked in the first place. It's not just the lack in the ma'aseh aveira. So then maybe that's the equivalent of bir min ha'olam. What's the difference? I'm mevar the chametz min ha'olam, or I make it that it's not a chetzah shelisa. By taking the chametz of a goy out of my rishus and putting it back into the rishus rabim, so now it's not a chetzah shelisa. I mean, maybe it's the wrong word to call it, not a chetzah shelisa. In some ways, it is a chetzah shelisa. I can't eat it. It'll ask the kalim. But the gabi the issue of shehiyo, this is not a chametz that's subject to the issue of shehiyo because it's not a chametz. It's a my rishus. The chilek's not so clear, not 100% clear to me, but maybe there's a mokad mechalik in that direction.
When a guy comes into my house with a watch, I don't have the right to take his watch. Why, if you're a Ben Hanan, can I just take this guy's chametz and burn it? It's not mine. Maybe that's why Rashi.
Well, there's discussion about this. There is discussion about this. How the muscle, there are cases. What about when you're makabel achayis, you do have to destroy it. So why don't you say, one second, I'm stealing from the guy? So I think there's talk about this. I saw somewhere. If the Torah is mechayev to do it, then Torah is mechayev to do it, and then you would be maybe pay him for it. But the Torah would be mechayev. The iru bnei chayla mi bataychul. What Rava said to the bnei mechayzo, the bnei chayla they were stealing, they were being mazik the mammon of the bnei mechayzo. The bnei mechayzo weren't bargaining on this. But if the Torah says that you're able by Rabbi Yamatzi, then that's what you have to do, and you'll pay the guy.
Yeah, but there you're mechabel achrayes.
Oh yes, here you want to no, but here you're going to be mazik b'yadai and probably have to pay the guy anyway.
Maybe only you can do that there because you're Makabal Achrayis. Here you are. You have no shine.
Oh, yeah, there you only have to do because you're Makabal Achrayis because we're after the Pasuk of Lecha, but if there'll be no Pasuk of Lecha, then it wouldn't matter if you're Makabal Achrayis. We're in a world where this whole Rashi is discussing without the Pasuk of Lecha. Without the Pasuk of Lecha, so without Kabbalah Achrayis, it's the same as with Kabbalah Achrayis. The Kabbalah Achrayis is just to make it Lecha.
Maybe by the B'nai Chela, there's no other Eitza. I mean, you can't, even if you just thrown in the street, like it's your stomach of Christ first. But here, where there's a better eitzah of just kicking him out, so you don't need to go to the extreme.
So, maybe that's also. I was thinking also that maybe you could say that Rashi held, even though Rashi holds that the mitzvah min amufcha l'mashal is ikim mitzvasa rather ikim mitzvasa is b'sreifa, not b'bittul. But I don't know if it's right to say that bittul is a b'dievet. I think we talked about this. It's a bittul of b'di'evet. It's not ikim mitzvasi. Ikim mitzvasi is b'sreifa. It's not b'bittul. There are cases where you're mevatel. We weren't matriach you. Somebody's eshev v'beis medrash, and or halach l'dvar mitzvah. There are a lot of cases where we're not matriach you. Or got fellow went b'shiara. He went far away. Now comes Pesach. So he's well. Rashi holds that's a din derais. That's not so good example. to remember what was the raya. But even if you're Rashi, then ikim mitzvosis was strefa, that doesn't mean that bittel is a b'di'evit. It's not ikim mitzvosis, it's less than a b'di'evit. It's better than a b'di'evit. What was the raya? There are cases where we're not matriachim to be mavar. We rely on bittul. It'll be with the evid, then why wouldn't it be matriachim? Mitzvah in manufa, Tesh Zerit says mitzvah in amufcha to be mavar, not to be mavatl. So maybe you could say that for a mitzvah min hamufcha, we wouldn't force them to take it away from the guy.
What was the raya on your bays and bays?
What? Well, after chatzais. Oh, Rashi says you could wait till after chatzais. Right. Rashi says, oh, that's very good. Rashi says you could wait till after chatzais. After chatzais, you won't have to burn it. What do you mean you could wait till after chatzais? Ikam mitzvah is b'seifel. Yeah, so Emes, we never really got that. We never had a 100% satisfactory answer for that. But certainly part of what we said was that Lemotza Eitzim, we wouldn't be matriarchy to go find Eitzim because you can wait till after Chatzos. After Chatzos, you're not going to have the Ikim Mitzvosai. That's not a reason to be matriarchy to go find Eitzim. It's not a bit of evidence. So Mitzvimina Mufcha, Ikim Mitzvosai. Yeah, a little bit from the unresolved problems that we never fully got to the bottom of. But I'll kapanim, C.H. Malcolm Leimer, the same way you can wait till after Chatzais. You want to have the Ikim Mitzvosai, but it's not a reason to be matriach to go spend an hour looking for Eitzim to make it in Yisra Achila and so on. You can wait till after Chatzais. So al derech zeh, you have to grab it away from the guy. You'll ask him to leave nicely. So you want to have the Ikim Mitzvosai.
Rebbe, what's stopping us from saying that Stam, the case of Nechon Tzik, the other is after Chatzos? So there's no mitzvah of act of Tashbis, it's just Shehe Muzbas. So no reason
to... He's saying, maybe it's after Chatzos, there is no mitzvah of Shreifah. The thing is... Oh, maybe it's good what? Who's talking? Who was that?
Shemi Kalfin.
Rashi holds that the mitzvah of Shreifah is only Kaidim Chatzais. I have to inject something. Rabbi Yehuda says, Enbi Yechom is Elis Shreifah. So Rashi says, that's the Ikim Mitzvosai, and Bittul is only not a mitzvah in a mufcha. That's the fear of Rabbi Yehuda. What about Koin Tech Chachomim? Chachomim say, Hashbososai b'chol tov, you don't have to do Shreifah. You can be Mefar v'zayir l'ruach, and so on. Do they also hold, but the Ikim Mitzvosai is to be Mefar v'zayir l'ruach, and Bittul is not the Ikim Mitzvosai? Well, once you're being mafar b'zayir l'ruach, maybe bittul is just as good. Maybe other things are just as good. It's only in Rabbi Yehuda that Rashi has this vort that streifa is something special. But in the chachamim, there's no difference. My point is, everything's the same. So I think it's mukhuch that it's not only Rabbi Yehuda. Even in the chachamim, there's a special mila to being mafar b'zayir l'ruach, to being mavar min ha'olam over just being mavatled. First of all, you see it from Isa Beis Le'Isa. You're not over by Rabbi Motzei, but lechatchila lezeu b'yuroi. Is that only going like Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, it could be it's only going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi holds the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so maybe that's not such a mukhach de garaya. But I thought this araya also from the Gemara, it wasn't in Chav Zayin, where the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, l'dvarecha le'motzei etzim ye'yeshu v'botol, so this kavachomer that you're making is going to come out of kulu. Because le'motzei etzim you're going to be yeshu v'botol. So he's trying to ask, what do you mean he'll be yeshu v'botol? He'll be mevatel b'leif. So the answer, Mistami, is like Rashi says in the Psalkim, that but you're gonna be Yeshuva bottle from the Ikim Mitzvasai. Bishlam Alidi Don, you'll be Mafar Vizer Ruch, you'll be Makayim the Ikim Mitzvasai. You're not gonna just do Bittul. But for you, if you don't have Eitzim, you're gonna just do Bittul. So you're gonna be it's a kulu, you're not gonna do the Ikim Mitzvasai being Mafar Vizer Ruch. So it's Mukhuch that even the Fidar Rabbanan, there's an Ikim Mitzvasai being Mafar Vizer Ruch. So now Shimon's saying maybe the answer for Rashi is that it's after Chatzos. After Chatzos already, maybe this guy who's walking in is after Chatzos. Mechates is not. So after Chatzos, there is no mitzvah of Bir Min HaOlam. After Chatzos, because the mitzvah of Bir Min HaOlam, the Ikar mitzvah, so that's Kodem Chatzos. After Chatzos is Bichol Dover. Chol Dover, the Ikar mitzvah is finished. The Kuban mitzvah is finished.
Rabbi, so after Chatzos.
That, we know that that's true according to Rabbi Huda. After Chatzos, no Din of Shreifa. What about according to the Chachamim? After Chatzos is the Yerdin of Mefar of Israel Ruach? Or after Chatzos, you could be Mevatlid in some other, you could get rid of it in some other way?
Rabbi, even Hashpasa Bichol Dover.
What?
Even hashpasas abachal dava, you need to get you. It's not a. It's, you still need to do something to the chametz. You're doing the bar zar la ruach.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Lefi, it's lechare in the cheshbon. In the cheshbon is muchach. In the cheshbon is muchach. That just like lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the ikim mitzvasi is to do sreifa. Bittel belev is only a second best. So in the chachamim also, ikim mitzvasi is to be mefarav zar la ruach, to be mevarav min ha'olam. And bittul b'leiv is only a second best. That's muchach from the Gemara B'din Chav Zayin about leimotz etzim yoshev b'batel. So now, step two, it would then follow that just like Rabbi Yehuda, we find the distinction that the din of sreif is only kodem chatzos. After chatzos, you could do whatever you want. After chatzos, you could do. We lose the ikim mitzvah. So now the main thing is just do something to get rid of Bayroba Matzah. You shouldn't be over Bayroba Matzah. Now it's a Shevi Al Tasidika. Don't be, you know. We have the distinction. The Kumva Esid the Katashbisa, which is Besreif, is Kaim Chatzais. After Chatzais, it's only a Nitak and the Bayroba Matzah. So do anything to get rid of the Bayroba Matzah. It could be Bechol Dover. So Al Derech Zelafita Chachamim, you'll have the same distinction. The mitzvah of Mefar Vizel Ruach, the ikim mitzvah is Kaim Chatzais. After Chatzos, as long as you get rid of the Bal Yerubay Matzei, it's good. There's no particular din that you have to be Mevarat Min HaOlam. Now, Pshuta, there may not be any Nafkamina in the Chachamim, because you can't do Bittul B'Leiv after Chatzos anyway. So what is it exactly that we're going to say that after Chatzos changes? Kaidim Chatzos and Mefarav Ezer L'Ruch. And after Chatzos, what are you going to do? Avaitim Mefarav Ezer L'Ruch. Bittul B'Leiv is not an option. In the Chachamim, in Rabbi Huda, it's a big Nafkamina. Kaidim Chatzos is B'Sreifa. After Chatzos, we don't care, as long as you don't have Bal Yerubay Matzei. The way to get rid of Bar Yerubay, the Fila Chachamim, it's a distinction without an Afkamina. Kainu Chatzos, it's Ikim Mitzvasi Lukum Vesei. After Chatzos, you just have to get rid of Bar Yerubay Matzei. But the only way to get rid of Bar Yerubay Matzei after Chatzos is to be Mevarat Min HaOlam. So, like, Mechates is in that there's an Afkamina. There might be an Afkamina if you put it out on the street, if according to those Rishonim, if Rashi holds like those Rishonim, like the Ramban, that if the Chometz is taken out of my Rishus and not over, so then I might be nafkamina. Kaidim chatzos after mivayim in the oilam. After chatzos, I could just put it out in the street. But that's totally in a machlekes rishonim. If putting it out in the street helps. But here there would be a nafkamina. It's again not a nafkamina lahalacha because it's a nafkamina in this alternative universe where the Torah didn't say lacha, where the betzeka shel nochri is a problem. Nochri shenichnas to betzeka biyoda. But in this world without lacha, where betzeka shel nochri is a problem, so Rashi says he would throw the nochri out. Right, so the problem we raise is, has it enough to throw the nochri out? What happened to ikim mitzvasi? Ikim mitzvasi is the after mivarat min olam. So you should have to grab it from the nochri, like Rabbi Chananel said. You should have to take it away from him, and you'd have to, and leitzi miyodish al nochri levari, and be mivarat min olam, be mefar v'zoy l'ruch. The answer is, the ikim mitzvasi of being mefar v'zoy l'ruch is kodem chatzos. After chatzos, all you have to do is get rid of by your own mitzvah. So that's for sure that throwing goyish chametz into the street, whether your own chametz into the street will help, is a machlokes rishonim. But goyish chametz throwing out into the street would for sure help. Because it's goyish chametz and it's not in my rishus, so that has nothing to talk about. So mele, Rashi is very good. Comes out very geschmack. Rashi l'shitosai.
Rep.
Move on. Rashi l'shitosai. The ikim mitzvasi is kainim chatzais. We're talking here about it after chatzais. So Rashi goes after chatzais, that the ikim mitzvasi you don't have anymore. So what do you have? Get rid of by your own matzi. So very good. Ask the nachri nicely to leave. You won't have by your own matzi.
Rebbe, but we have after chatzos, you have a lavanita glass say. You can't say after chatzos, there's no inyut to be mavar lechatchila. After chatzos, you need to be mad.
But the lavanita glass say is only a shevi al tasidik tashbisu. It's a tashbisu that's fulfilled by not, like the same way we had a chilik and streifa.
But you have to be mavar, no?
No, by streifa it's not true. By streifa, kodem chatzos, you have it in streifa. After chatzos, not in streifa. Why not? So we were mad. Because the kumba esidik tashbis could have dinim, how to do it. That's kodem chatzos. After chatzos, there's no, it's the maisa hashbos, not the mitzvah.
He's going to kill you, Rebbe, no? You don't need a killion of the chametz, and so klia, whatever. You don't need it to be eradicated.
No, as long as you're not everybody Rabbi Matzah, you're good. I mean, how are you going to get rid of it? You have to not be everybody Rabbi Matzah. There aren't so many options, Lemaisa. You know, bittul b'leiv is not an option after chatzos. Putting it out in the streets, machayk zeshayim, if that's an option.
So that would be a
choice accepted in far as early ruch. But in lumdus, all I have to do is make sure that I'm not everybody Rabbi Matzah. So all I have to make sure is that it's mushbas. B'shei v'altas, it has to be mushbas. That's why I don't care if it's b'shreif or not. L'fi Rabbi Yehuda. So who adin, l'fi the chachamim, after chatzais, I don't care about the maisash bosom, about bir min oilam. All I care about is it should be mushbas. Well, if I ask the guy to take his botzik out of my house, then it's mushbas.
Rabbi, doesn't that mean the whole brisa should be after chatzos? In which case, you're accepting it be kadon after chatzos, which be kadon of chametz after chatzos.
We say the whole brisa is talking about after chatzos. But that's, yeah, that's not rochik. That's not rochik. We're talking about on Pesach. Like a guy walked into my house in Pesach and he bought chametz. It's not talking about Erev Pesach. B'shosh shishis.
But Rabbi, what?
If it'll be Erev Pesach, b'shosh shishis, what'll be then? Maybe then I will have to agree about that and be mavarit. But that's not the case. Again, it's all hypothetical. That the mice of the din is l'cha. But in this hypothetical world, where Batsu B'Seika Shalachri, about the Bryce could be talking about Stamazan Pesach, Mechetes is talking about Bishosh. Punk, the guy walked in Bishosh. The guy walked in on Pesach. I think it's very gishmak about that. Rashi L'shitosai about Chatzais, that the Tashbisu B'Kum V'Esi is only kind of Chatzais.
But then shouldn't the second case of the Brisa also be after Chatzos, in which case you're accepting a pikadon of chametz on Pesach or after Chatzos?
If Kide Etzle is open with Levi. Yeah, I think if Kide Etzle means he was Mafkid Etzle before. I mean, I think that's his Pashup Shat anyway. No, a guy walked into my house on Pesach. I don't have to worry about it. It's still with B'shosh Yishus. I'll leave it to Emes, what's it saying? The Bais is telling me halacha l'maisa. A Nochi walks into my house with chametz on Pesach, with chametz, let's say not, we're not going to commit ourselves exactly what. A Nochi walked into my house with chametz on Pesach, not my problem. I can let him stay. So, stomach's not only talking about it, it's talking about B'shosh Yishus. It's talking about whenever he walks in. If he walks in the middle of Pesach, I am allowed to let him stay. I don't have to throw him out because l'cha. Then it says, but if I was Makabal Achrayas, then it is a problem. When was I Makabal Achrayas? I mean, if I was Makabal Achrayas on Pesach itself, probably the same din, but Mestamit's talking about where I was Makabal Achrayas before Pesach. Not Mestamit, that I was Makabal Achrayas and Chometz on Pesach. Not talking about Erosha. I think in Echonami, it's Tmuki Anafshe, the Brysa. That's anyway, Prosh Pshat in the Brysa. I mean, I think that's just Balabatish Pshat in the Brysa. You know, if you're writing Shulchan and say you're writing the halacha, if a guy who brings chametz into my house it's not my problem. So why would you be talking about shosh shishis? But we're being medayik and Rashi. But if it was my problem, what would I have to do? So right, it's medayik and Rashi. Throw him out. Why throw him out? Why? What happened to beer? There it is. Rashi l'shitosu. Beer is only kaidim chatzais, not after chatzais. I wonder what Rabbi Nachmanah holds on Daf Yud about chatzais. That's not going to be check. Anybody?
He beat him with this.
He beat him with this.
Is Rebbe saying in the Shevi al Tase of Hashvatas of Hashvatas B'chol Dabar after Chatzos that you don't need to do anything for the chametz? You just have to get it out of your rishus.
You have to make sure that it's mushbas. So halachlam, I'm not sure that getting it out of my rishus is enough. Because my chametz that's in Rishus Rabbi, maybe I'm over. So that wouldn't be called, that's machlekes Rishonim. You know, my chametz that's not in my Rishus, by a guy or in Shizarabim. That's a nidin. We know there are a bit of David about masculine secher, that you need, it needs to be shaloi and b'shusai. Rashi over there, Rashi l'chayis chalik. Well, let's try how to read the Rashi. Rashi holds somebody is everybody, Rabbi Masi. Did he mean the masker? Did he mean the secher? If he meant the masker, you see Rashi also does not have to be in his rishus to be everybody, Rabbi Masi. If he means the secher, like the guy, then it's not a raya. So I don't know what Rashi holds about Jewish chametz. A Jewish chametz putting out on the street may not help at all. May not have accomplished anything. But goyish chametz, if you put it out on the street, tavari not everybody rabbi must say. Even if you would be over, even if it wouldn't say lecha, but that would only be when it's in your bias. You throw them out on the street, that would have had to help. That's what I'm saying. In this hypothetical world, where goyish chametz is a problem, but seikh shenochi is a problem, but after chatzos, you would certainly not have to be varet min olam. After chatzos, you throw it out. What is Rabbeinu Chananel saying? I want to see, what is Rabbeinu Chananel saying that you'd base and base? Now I'm curious. Maybe we're cooking up a whole chabur of here. I don't think he talks about it at all.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
What's the hechrich to say to this limitation in the Braisa and this Mahalach if we have the chiluk that we said earlier between this and the case of Nafal and Napolis, Josh said earlier? And why limit it to only
talking about the hechrich? I'm not saying I have a hechrich. The Svar I said earlier is not a double poshut. It's not just a double poshut, Mahalak between the Chomets Nafal and Napolis and the Chomets that's out on the street. It tastes like it's chiluk.
Because if Adi, you wouldn't have a chiv to go out and be mashris and an active ikr mitzvah to be mashris guys chomets in one's rishus, of course the ikr mitzvah wouldn't be present.
Why?
It's a totally different.
Rabbeinu Chananel seems to hold away. Once it's in my rishus, so it's subject to tashbisu. And even though I could get out of Bayrua by Motzei by putting it out on the street, I can get out of Bayrua by Motzei by making an oitzer. But lechatchil leizel b'yoy mitzvah hashbos. Once the mitzvah hashbos is chal, you have to be varet min oilam.
But right in the case of yichud l'bayis,
once the hashbos is chal, you have to be varet min oilam, or you could get rid of bayirah by matzah in some other way. So taking it out of your shus l'mashul, if he does reshain him, then it helps. If the Ramban l'mashul, putting it out on the street takes off bayirah by matzah. So is the hashbos require bitul min oilam? It will be enough to put it out on the street. I mean, the Maisa that says in the Mishnah, Mefarav is early ruch. Why you have to Mefarav is early ruch? Just put it out on the street. Maybe that itself is a raya. Upon him, it's Psanidim. So that's so Pashut the Chiluk. I could hear that. And that I said that once it's out on the street, Goy Shechomis in the street is not a Chef to Shalister. It's not so Pashut either. It is a Chef to Shalister in the sense that if it'll come into my house, it'll be awesome.
But isn't that like a big Chiluk that right now it's not in every house? It wouldn't be in every house at that point? Isn't that a massive, that's a huge Chiluk though? It wouldn't be in a Jewish rishus, meaning even Ilu Yitzur, if this chametz was in a Jewish rishus, it would be awesome.
It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say that to make an oitzer, even though it takes up Bali Rabbi Matzah, that you're not allowed to do. But to throw it out in the street, then somehow then it's more. Then you're making it not a chetzah shalisur b'chal. It could be, but it's not so muchach. Here, I think this is a much more geshmak of what we're not saying anything new. That's a new svar. A new svar, you always have to be suspicious. We don't need to say any. We have to exhaust. That's b'chal alulim and learning. First, you exhaust the chesmin before you go say a new svar. So here, we don't have to say any new svars. From the chesmin minei ubei, of things that we already know from Rashi, comes out very gushma. We already know that Rashi holds that the shpisu of kumva esei is kainim chatzais. If the chatzais is b'shei ve'al ta'ase. And that's why even the Rabbi Hudol's tashpisu is b'shei, that's only kainim chatzais. If the chatzais is b'shei ve'al ta'ase, that it should be mushbas. like we saw in the Rashi Plaza, that this tashbisu, this is the tashbisu of the to be mashbis, and that's b'sreifa. And then this tashbisu she'ei mushbus, and that's b'chol, that doesn't matter. She'ei mushbus, that doesn't have any dinim. So we said that's the pshat, that's the Rashi. Koyim chatzayis is b'sreifa, because that's b'kum v'asei after chatzayis she'ei mushbus. These are things that we already know in Rashi. That after chatzayis the kum v'asei goes away, the sreifa goes away. So all I'm saying is that I'm adding an akudah. And it's not even a new story. I think it's very, very likely that the same chilk they have in Rabbi Yehuda, you'll have in the Chachamim. Except in the Chachamim, it's normally not negeh. What's the nafkamino? Kainim chatzayis after mifar v'zer l'ruch. After chatzayis, you don't have to mifar v'zer l'ruch. You get rid of by Rabbi Motzi in other ways. What other ways are you going to do? You can't just throw a mapalus on top of it because a mapalus, that's matmin b'yadayim. You can't be mivatal b'leiv after chatzayis. You can't be mivatal b'leiv after chatzayis. You know, the bitul b'leiv doesn't work. So what exactly could you do after Chatzos? What could you do after Chatzos? So it's not Negeh. But here I have a case that's Negeh. I mean, it's a case that's Negeh in an alternate universe where it doesn't say Lecha.
Right. I have a case.
After Chatzos, what it would be if after Chatzos, instead of being Mefar V'Zoy L'Ruach, I'll make an Oitzer on top of it. That's not called making an oitzer on top of it. It's not called being matan b'yadayim. That's muchach in the Gemara. That's because you're if you make an oitzer kaidim lamed, it works. I don't say you're being matan b'yadayim because it's not my kavona to be matan. I'm not burying the chometz. I'm making an oitzer. So it's not like it's not a buried treasure. I'm just making an oitzer. So it'll come out in nafkamina in din with what we're saying lefi Rashi. I mean not even Rashi won't be alochel ma'isa because Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda, but it'll come out a semi practical thing that lefi Rashi after Chatzos lefi the Chachamim lefi Rabbi Yehuda also for that matter after Chatzos you don't have to be mafar v'zayi l'ruach, you could make your bias into an oitzer. Right, so he asked me why does it say you're mafar v'zayi l'ruach, why doesn't it give the oitzer make your house into an oitzer? Most people don't want to make their house into an oitzer. An oitzer has to be for real. Yeah, Nechrami, you could, if you don't want to be a fire, there's another way to take a bulldozer and knock down your house. Okay, Nechrami, maybe that works. But that's not the loyal, that's not the normal aids. But in theory, it would work. I can't find a bit of Hananel on the sugi maybe that doesn't talk about it. I don't see anything about it. Okay, if anybody could find the Rabbi Nachmanel that he talks, if he talks beferish about it, I would be. It would be nice to know. But meanwhile, I don't see a beferish Rabbi Nachmanel. So we could say Rabbi Nachmanel holds like Tosis that the kumbas is after chatzos too. That the kumba estate the katashbis was after chatzos. So mimela, there's no if a nochri walks in on Pesach, yeah, or else he'll learn the brayis is talking about b'shar shishas. I think more mistake the other way. Kach. Al kapanim for Rashi, I think we have a very gishmak eitz now. Okay, very good. So we profited something today. Okay, let's see weiter. So Rashi says, this is one Rashi. If kidi etzlei v'kibbalu v'achrayis k'n v'farish v'ozul. Zoku klavar. Where's the v'farish v'ozul? God doesn't say the words, does not say those words in the Gemara or the Brayis at all. But Rashi learns that that's the chilek between if kidi etzlei and yichud le'bayis. So that's the v'farish v'ozul. Because yichud le'bayis means le kibbalu v'achrayis. Yichud le'bayis, Rashi learns, he wasn't mekabelut beachrayis. Ela omalei harei abayis lufanecha hanech beachas min azovies ein zok beklavar. So Rashi learns that that yichud lebayis, the word of yichud lebayis, is that you weren't mekabel achrayis. If kidi yotzlim is you were mekabel achrayis, Rashi is the kibbalu of achrayis. Kibbe fash vazel. Yichud lebayis kileima loykibli olav. You weren't mekabel achrayis. So how does yichud lebayis mean that you weren't mekabel achrayis? How does it mean you weren't Makabel Achais? I mean, if you're Makabel Achais, you're Makabel Achais. If you weren't Makabel Achais, you weren't Makabel Achais. Where does Yichud Lo Yibayis somehow take off the Achais? So how does Yichud Lo Yibayis mean he wasn't Makabel Achais? So the Ramban and the Ran, they explain in Rashi, the Chaylik and Rashi, but they explain in Rashi, that Rashi learns that you didn't say Beferish. If you said Beferish, you're Makabel Achais, then what does it matter if you're Miyachud Lo Yibayis or not? He was Mafkid Stam. So Rashi holds that if he's Mafkid Stam, no Achais has spoken out Beferish. So Stoma, if he said, put it in my house, then that's a Kabbalah Achais. But if he said, put it in, but it was Yichud Lo Yibayis, he said, put it over in that corner that I'm going to designate for you. So then it's like he's saying, put it in your house or put it in your corral. So that's put the behem in your corral. And that's not a, then the stomach, he's not Mekabel Achais. So the Goyin asks, the Goyin Shulchan Aruch asks, the emes is, l'chara, that there's no chiyuvei shmira by a goyish, by a goyishan property, b'chap. The Mishnah says in Bav Metzir, Daf Nun Vav, that on the chosim of Hekdash, there's no chiyuvei shmira. Shemachinim ein nishba, shemesoch ein mishalim, shenema re'el, re'el v'lo Hekdash. So, the Mishnah doesn't talk about a guy, doesn't talk about goyisha things, talks about hektish. But the mean is from Re'eu. Re'eu all over is Mamayat Goyim too. So the Rambam in Perek Beis Chirus says that the same thing is by Nechosim of a guy. There's no Chiyuvi Hashemir, unless you're Mekabel Beferish. And the Mesa Kehle bring it to Mechilta. Mechilta speaks it out Beferish. Re'eu, the same way there's Re'eu v'lo hektish, Re'eu v'lo nochi. If Rashi holds that way too, maybe he doesn't. Maybe maybe Rashi didn't have the mechilta. But if Rashi holds that way too, maybe Rashi thought Re'eh was only Mamayit Hexus for some reason. If Rashi holds that you need a Kabbalah Sechayis, it's up to Goy. So then he doesn't understand. This then it's not Stoma. Stoma is not Kabbalah Sechayis by a Goy. Because there's not, there really aren't Dinah Shemrim by a Goy. Elamayu Mekabbalah Chayis Beferish with a Kenyan. That you could do. About it, you can be, Ram says also, you can be Mekabbalah Chayis Beferish. You'll make a Kenyan and you'll be Mekabbalah Chayis. But then what does it matter? Yichud Lebayis. So that's a problem for Rashi. There's another problem. Let's look at the Braisa now. Let's look back at the Braisa now through Rashi's eyes, the way Rashi explained it. So what does the Braisa say? So again, Boba number one, that means Goy walked in with chometz, there was no achayas. So you don't think about it. Rashi said, because it's, Rashi quoted the Braisa, Atarei Shalachem. If kidi etzloi, you were makabel achrayis zokah glavar. Yichud lebayis, according to Rashi, means again you were not makabel achrayis by saying, you know, hanach ba'achas menazovayis. You're saying I'm not makabel achrayis. So l'chol we're back to the first case. So ein zokah glavar shenem alo yimotze. Shenem alo yimotze. So now let's see the Hamshul Gemara. So what's this drush of lo yimotze? Michael Amar lo yimotze. Rashi explains the kasha is. Layimotze, where does Layimotze tell me anything? How does Layimotze tell me that if you're not Makabel Achayis, you're not ever? What does Layimotze mean? Layimotze in the Braisa before, Layimotze was mashma chumra, because it doesn't say lecha. If it said lecha, I would have said after Reish Lechayim Shal Gavaya. Tamalei Layimotze. Layimotze tells me that you're more Ibrahim Goyish Shechametz. So what's the Braisa we are invoking Layimotze? Amar Papa Reish Shekoy, Vachikam Efkidi Etzli Zok Gavar Shinem Layimotze. So here, Papa, the Brisa is just echoing the other Brisa. That Lo Yimotzi tells me you don't need Lecha. Lo Yimotzi tells me that even though there's a din of Lecha, but that's only if you were Makabel Achayis. But if you're Makabel Achayis, it's also. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Yimotzi Sefer Koy. Rav Ashi knows it's going on the Sefer. V'hochi Kamer Yichud Lo Yimotzi Sein Zokah Glavar Shenem Lo Yimotzi V'Vasechem V'Hai Lav Then the next line, not everybody's gerset. Rashi doesn't mention it. Probably Rashi not gerset. But let's read the Gemara without that. So Rashi says, it's going in the case of Yichud Le'Bayis, which according to Rashi means you were not Mekabel Achrayis. And why is and what's the drasha? Yichud Le'Bayis, according to Rashi, the decree is you were not Mekabel Achrayis. Ein Zokag Levar, Shenemar, Lo Yimotze Bevatechem. Because it says Lo Yimotze. So me, Lo Yimotze. I don't understand. Lo Yimotze? If you weren't Mekabel Achrayis, then it's from Lecha. Like Rashi said at the Rashi so quoted cited at the beginning of the Brisa, "Avala Teraya Shelachem." Where do you know Teraya Shelachem from Lecha? Lo Yirah Lecha, Teraya Shelachem. So what do we bring Lo Yimotze? It's a different drasha. And what's the drasha of Lo Yimotze? Rashi says, "Lo Yilam Aseifa." Lo Yimotze Mashma Hamotze Biyotcha Lechol Chafatzecha Dainu Dekabel Achrayis Da'avi Kedidei. So Lo Yimotze, even though we're used to hearing Lo Yimotze being a chumrah because it doesn't say lecha, but it says here psakula too. It has to be motzi biyotcha lechol chafatzecha. The hainu kibbal levachayis. So first of all, I mean, right away, that's called achrayis is called motzi biyotcha motzi lechol chafatzecha. Motzi biyotcha lechol chafatzecha. How is kabbal achrayis motzi biyotcha lechol chafatzecha? It's not motzi biyotcha. You're not allowed to be. What is the motzi biyotcha? You're not allowed to be shalech yad. Not allowed to use it for yourself. It just needs a translation. Motzi biyotcha l'chol chafetzecha. Kibbal v'chayis and motzi biyotcha l'chol chafetzecha. It's not a pella. But let's go back to the question that we asked before. Why do we need this new drasha of lo yimotzi biyotcha l'chol chafetzecha dahainu kibbal v'chayis? What was wrong with the drasha that we had before about l'cha? Lo yiro l'cha, aval terei shalachem, like Rashi did at the beginning. So the Tom of the Pshat is like this. How many cases do we have in the Baisa? We have Nochi Shenichnas Ubtseka B'yodle, which Chayot means no Kabbalah Sechayis. Hivkida Yetzle, that's Kabbalah Sechayis. Now we have a third case. Yichud Le'Bayis, which according to Rashi, means Hanach V'achas Min Azovis, he's not Mekabbalah Sechayis. So in effect, the Chayot is two cases. With Achayis and without Achayis. It's binary. There's only two cases. The Baisa somehow made three cases out of it. Nochi Shenichnas, that's without Achrayis. Hivkida Yetzle, that's with Achrayis. Yichud Le'Bayis Vayta without Achrayis. So just like maybe two Eifanim of not having Achrayis. Nochi Shenichnas is one Eifan, but he didn't put it down. And then there's another Eifan not having Achrayis. He did put it down, but he put it down by Achas Min Azovius. Yeah, so in Achrayim, maybe that's Pashup Pshat. It's just two different Eifanim, according to Rashi, two different Eifanim of not being Mekabel Achrayis. But maybe it is the Chiluk. In the first case, in the Reisha, he wasn't mafkid by me at all. It's not a pikodin. In the last case, Yichud Le'Bayis, it's a pikodin. He put it in my house. Even Yichud Le'Bayis, the Gemara says later in the Hemshech, Skiris is not a Kenyan. It's still my house. It's miyachad Le'Bayis for him. So it's not motzi biyotcha l'chol chafetzecha, but it's in my house. So it's a pikodin. But it's a pikodin for which I have no achrayis. I don't care. Dina maybe that, but it's a pikodin. It's mufkid by me, but I have no achrayis. Do I have a mitzvah shmirah? Not sure. I don't know. Maybe I do have a mitzvah shmirah. It's a pikodin. Maybe I don't have a mitzvah shmirah. Maybe for a guy, does anyone know mitzvah shmirah? Maybe I was somehow obligating myself to be shomer, but without any achrayis. I'm not sure. I don't. We could say it in different shades of coloring. But in the chesh ben apshat, maybe it's like this. From Lecha, I learn out Ataroya Shalachem. So Ataroya Shalachem, it means B'tzeka B'yodri. The guy, it's not a pikodin. It's time a guy is in my house. He's holding out a piece of chametz. So don't get uptight. Ataroya Shalachem, not a problem. Not your worry. It's B'yadachem. But then it says lo yimotzi. Lo yimotzi says that if it's a pikudin, then it is a problem. Because that's already not called, that's not called b'atarei shalachayim. That's already a pikudin. It's mufkud by you. That's already a problem. However, if I only had lo yimotzi and I didn't have this extra drosha of hamotzi biotcha, if I just, you know, I didn't have that, I said the fact that it doesn't say lecha, so I would have said, okay, so then every pikudin is also. Who says that chayis makes a difference? There's differences. Is it a pikudin? It's not a pikudin. If it's biyara nochi, that's lecha. That's lecha. It tells me atarei shalachayim. But once he puts it, but once it's a pikudin by me, it's every other pasuk lo yimotzi that you don't need lecha. Once it's a pikudin, it's also. So now I have another drosha, according to Rav Ashi, that says that even a pikudin is not enough. It has to be pikudin with the chayis. That it's motzi biyotcha lechol chafetzecha, whatever that means. So that's a nechayis. Without an achrayis, even though it's a pikudin, it's mutter. So that's why it's three cases, because it's three dinim. The first case is not a pikudin at all. The second case, and that's lecha. The second case is a pikudin with achrayis. That you're not over. And the third case is a pikudin without achrayis. That's mutter, but it's not mutter from lecha. That's mutter from this new drasha. According to Rashi, anyway, it's mutter from this new drasha of amotzi biotcha. Amotzi es lecha lechol chafetzecha. And then it's very mudrik and b'raisa. Because the Brisa only brought this drasha of Tamaloy Meloy Motze in the third case, not in the first case. Nochi Shenisla Shem Tzeka B'yodoy, so Einu Zoka Glavar, it doesn't say Shenemar Loy Motze. I don't need Loy Motze. That's enough to have Lecha. In the last case, where it's a Pikodin without Achray, is there the Brisa brings the drasha of Loy Motze. And then it's Medik and Rashi too. Because Rashi at the beginning of the Brisa brought the drasha of Lecha. I mean, he didn't say the word lecha, but he brought the brisa, the earlier brisa, about atarei shalachem. Atarei shalachem means lecha. Shalcha yatarei atarei shalachem. So Rashi himself, in the first case, brings the drasha of lecha. But in the last case, the brisa says, maybe Rashi's going before like a papa. You could say maybe Rashi was going like a papa. Mechatesa, they should go like a papa. The fear of Rashi lecha is not true. The drasha is not from lecha. The drasha is from lo yimotze. That's very geshmak. In the reisha is taken from lecha. The reisha when it's biyara nochli that I taken no from lecha. The reisha lecheir. The chiddush of the last case is that even if it's pikodin, so pikodin already is not bechal at the reisha lecheir. That's not called the reisha lecheir. It's a pikodin by you. But Talmud loy meloy imot say that this didn't have kabbalah sechayis.
Rabbi, we saw early on that hey and beis, the Gemara says Amar Mar Yochel Yatmin from lecha. The Gemara asks a steer from lecha to loy imot say, and the Gemara.
The Gemara says, "How the Christ, how the Lucky will Christ." How the Gemara says, "How it's pikodin and how it's not a pikodin." And then there's another drasha that the mechalap to the Christ. Yeah, maybe that Gemara is going like a papa, or maybe the Gemara over there doesn't want to get into it yet. It's machalik samaroyim. So the Gemara says, "Kipshutai." But the fear of papa, it's poshut how the Lucky will Christ, how the Lucky will Christ. The fear of Ashi, there's another stage. Here where it's b'tzeka b'yodin, here where it's pikodin. But then there's another drasha lo yimotzei hamotzei biyotcha that when it beats what kind of pikadon? Pikadon of achayis. I mean, kol zenichnas maybe b'divrei ha'gemara lo yimotzei tamon lo yimotzei means you don't need lecha but you need motzei biyotcha, and that's kibbalah of achayis. Yeah, but nice, we still know what does this mean hamotzei biyotcha lechol chafetzecha? That's kabbalah achayis. It's my sister Torah. What's Rashi talking about? Then there's another problem that's worth thinking about. That Rashi, Tosis says, I mean, we mentioned this once. Tosis in Bab Metzia, Pei Beis Amid Beis, the Dibur Masal is Eimar. Tosis is Medayik from Rashi over there that the Achrayis that you need for Bal Yorba Yimotz is Achrayis of Einsen. I can point out that Rashi in Lamed Aleph Amid Beis and Pesachim is also Mashma that way by the Sugya Mashkin. How does it stem with Rashi over here? Rashi over here says that if Kidu Yetzli Zokin Glavar, but Yichud Levi is not Zokin Glavar, so the Ramban speaks out, the Ran, it can't be said Beferish is Makabal Achrayis, because if he said Beferish, then what does it matter Yichud Levi? It must be Stam, because Stam, if Kidu Yetzli is a Kabbalah Achrayis, but Yichud Levi, it's like saying, you know, Hanach Shorcha B'Shusko or something, that's already not called, that's Stam is not a Kabbalah Achrayis. But a stam, even if a Kabbalah Sechayis stam is a Shem Echinam, Hanach Lefanai, that's a Shemachinam. They're around, they're being the Gemara. Hanach Lefanai is a Shemachinam. There's no Chiyuv Einsin. For a Chiyuv Einsin, you would have to be with Kabbalah Chayes Beferish. With the Kenyan, you have to speak out Kabbalah Einsin. A Chayes of Einsin. So how does this thing with Rashi over there? Rashi holds it for Bar Yobay Matzah, you need Kabbalah, you need a Chayes of Einsin. So where's the... So Elamais, he was Makabala Chayes of Einstein. That's what it means. The case is he was Makabala Chayes of Einstein. So what's Yichud Lebayis any different? So there's three big problems here in Shitas Rashi. And then there's number one, the Chayyar Rashi learning that that the difference in Yichud Lebayis and not Yichud Lebayis is it's a chilek and stam. Like as the Ramban and the Ramban explain. If he's stampy kodon, there is an achrayis. But if he was miyachli bias, then stomach's without an achrayis. So number one, the goyin's taina. We're talking about property of a goy. There's no chivish mirror by as the mishnah by mitzia that by hinichse hektish we say reel v'le hektish, but stomach reel v'le nachri also, like it says in mechilta. So in goyish chametz, b'chal there's no automatic chiv achrayis. There's no even if you're making yourself, you're saying I'm going to watch it for you. Not chayiv an achrayis, unless you makabel kinyan, but favors to have an achrayis. So then what is yichud lebayis going to be any different? That's problem number one. Number two, Rashi Shita in Bav Metzia is that the achrayis that you need for Bayor Mai Matzi is the achrayis of Einsen. That stomach you for sure don't have. Number three, the strange Rashi, the Kabbalah's achrayis is hamotzi biyotcha l'chol chafetzecha. What does that even mean? How is achrayis motzi biyotcha l'chol chafetzecha? I'm a A riddle. Those are three major problems in Rashi. And then the other major problem in Rashi, which the Rishonim ask, which we're really not up to in the Gemara, is from the next stage, the next line in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Lememra, the Schir is Kanya. From the fact that Yichud Lebayis is not over, that seems to indicate that Schir is Nikna to the Seicher. Where is there any such indication? Yichud Lebayis, he said, Hanech v'achas menazovi, he said, Megaladas, that I'm not being Mekabel Achayis. What in the world does that have to do with whether Shechiris is Kanya or not? After Rishonim, we'll ask in Rashi. Well, all the Rishonim asked in Rashi. So I'm a Shapella, how did Rashi read the next line of the Gemara? The Ran is Nidchak. That if you said, Hanech v'achas menazovi, you say, if it's your property, then Stomit is a Kabbalah Achayis. But if it's not your property, then it's not a Kabbalah Achayis. And that thing more things should be totally in whether Schiris is Kanya or not. But it's still Shana. What's the Gemara's terrace? The Gemara answers no. Here it's Talmud. Here it's different because it says Lo Yimotzi. What does that have to do? What if I care if it says Lo Yimotzi? I want to know, was there a Chayis or not? It's a Shalom Das Bani Odom in Schiris. In Das Bani Odom in a Chayis. So what does that have to do with Shani Hocha Dechsib Lo Yimotzi? My eye. That whole hemshich of the Gemara, if you Rashi, is a pella. Okay, so that's the work over here. What to do with all these problems in Rashi? Okay, very good. Everybody should have a great Shabbos.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Shabbos.
Did Rabbi have time for?
Thanks, Rabbi.
For what?
Did Rabbi have time for a question?
Yeah, sure. For what?
A question.
Yeah, go ahead.